Good morning. Our celebration of Easter will go on for 50 days. Note the number, 50. The 40 days of Lent get a lot of play. We pay attention to them. But there are 10 more days to the Easter season. We celebrate more than we do penance. We rejoice more than we prepare. Don't pass over it. Savor it. The whole 50 days. And for these first three Sundays, all we do is tell resurrection stories. The one we tell this morning from the Gospel of Luke is one of the great stories of Christ's resurrection and what it means to us. Because it's carefully crafted to tell us what it means to us. Luke is writing in the late 80s. Think about it. If Jesus died in 30 or 32 or 33, that's more than 50 years later. Somebody who was in their early 20s then is well into their 70s now. If you were 30, you're well into your 80s. And not a whole lot of people lived that long in those days. So they're running out of witnesses. People who saw Jesus, who heard him preach, who watched him heal, who maybe even experienced him after his resurrection from the dead. They're getting scarcer now than World War II veterans are for us. And we say, what do we do? When there's no one left who says, I saw. On what do we base our faith? Where do we find the risen Christ? I mean, after all, they saw him face to face. It must have been a lot easier for them. Or even our parents, who heard about it from them, were only one step removed. But where do we find the risen Christ? Where do we look? On what do we base our faith? Well, Luke tells this story. And listen carefully to all the elements. First of all, the two of them are walking along together on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, discussing, conversing, and debating. They're confused. All the disciples are confused. What is it? What does it mean? What has just happened? Is this resurrection we've been told about by the women real? Or are they just hallucinating? If he was who we thought he was, how could God have possibly let him be crucified? And if he wasn't, how could God have raised him from the dead? Doesn't make sense. So they're walking along, talking about it, puzzling over it together. They haven't given up. They haven't broken up. The two of them are still walking along together, wrestling with it. Luke is saying to the people of the 80s, Luke is saying to us, they're just like you. Aren't they? Walking along, talking, wrestling with it, trying to make sense of it. Isn't that where your life is? Isn't that where my life is? But the important thing is they're walking along together. They haven't given up, haven't broken up. It's in this community, struggling with it together, that we encounter the risen Christ. We sit off by ourselves and wait for God to come enlighten us. We've got a very long wait. But if you walk with your brother and your sister, discuss, debate, argue, puzzle, stretch, work on life together, God will be there somehow with you. And then Jesus appears. Only they don't recognize him. And that also is a part of what Luke is saying. The physical appearance of the risen Christ was highly overrated. Yeah, the earlier generation got it and you didn't. But it didn't do them a whole lot of good. You can be in the physical presence of Jesus and not recognize him. Remember, after all, that what God did for Jesus is not what Jesus did for Lazarus. You're not looking at a resuscitated corpse. You're looking at a transformed being. Jesus was not brought back to this life, but taken ahead to the next life. They don't recognize him. Physical sight is unavailing. But he begins to open up for them the scriptures, which of course means the Tanakh, the New Testament, having not been written yet. The law, the prophets, the writings. Going through it, explaining all those passages that apply to him. And as they said afterwards, reflecting on it, were not our hearts on fire as he opened the scriptures for us? We recognize the risen Christ in the scripture. He sets our hearts on fire when we hear his word, when we ponder it, when we let ourselves soak into it, when we absorb it through our pores, when we take it into the marrow of our bones. It sets our hearts and even our bones on fire. This community that goes along together is set on fire by the word. But they still don't recognize him. So he comes in to dine with them. And he took the bread and said the blessing and broke it and gave it to them. Luke is borrowing exactly the same language that he's used two chapters earlier at the Last Supper. And that's where they recognize him. In the breaking of the bread, they realize who this is with whom they've been talking all afternoon. They came to know him in the breaking of the bread. That, Luke is saying, is exactly where we are. We come together and we debate and we walk and we share. We listen to the word. The word sets our hearts on fire. And then we come to the table. And when we come to the table, we know him in the breaking of the bread. He does for us what he did for them. And our eyes are opened and we recognize him. What happens after that? He vanishes. And they immediately get up and return to Jerusalem. Don't miss the significance of that. They've told him, stay with us, the day is almost over. And then they've had dinner together. By this time, if it isn't dark, it's surely twilight. And they pick up their walking staffs and walk 7 miles back to Jerusalem. Mostly, if not entirely, in the dark. And they know that. And this is not an easy thing to do. But they've got to do it. Their encounter with the risen Christ has given them a sense of purpose, a sense of message. And it is absolutely necessary for them to go back and tell the others. Sounds like the church is a community built on word and sacrament, which leads to service. Once we have had our hearts set on fire by the word, once we have recognized him in the breaking of the bread, then we need to do something about it. We need to pick up our walking staff and go back to Jerusalem. We need to announce to the world by who we are, by what we do, even by what we say, that our hearts are on fire, that we have recognized him. It's what Luke is telling his community in the 80s. I think it's what Luke is telling us today. Walk together. Let your hearts be set on fire by the scripture. Recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And then pick up your walking staff and go. Provide the service of your witness to the world around you. That's what mean Easter means. It's not just that Christ has been raised. It's that Christ has been raised for us, and that we have been raised in Christ, and that the whole world is in the process of being raised by God through Christ, through us. Walk, be set on fire. Recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Pick up your walking staff and go do your part.